It began its life in the 1800s, a three-story central marketplace, then became a stage theater in 1899, one of the few remaining Beaux-Arts theaters of designer J.B. McElfrittrick. It was the home of vaudevillians George Burns and Gracie Allen, Bob Hope, and the Marx Brothers. In 1953, with the help of Sam and Donald Miller of the Morning Call, it was purchased by the Allentown Symphony Orchestra and recently renamed Miller Symphony Hall. The upcoming year will be a full of spectacular musical offerings, and you will find probably a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald, Bizet's Carmen, Rhapsody in Blue, the 2019 Allentown Symphony Ball, the notable Meet the Artist series, A Midsummer Night's Dream, Verdi's Requiem. Oh, but there's much more. This is WDIY 88.1 Lehigh Valley Public Radio, and you are tuned into Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host Kate Scuffle, we talk this day with Lucy Blois, Vice President of Marketing and Community Engagement, and proudly with the new Executive Director, Al Jacobson. Welcome.
Thank you, George.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you guys here. And welcome out to the Lehigh Valley, although that's a little belated.
Not too much. Thank you.
You'll take the welcomes, right?
Yes, as long as they come, yes.
Yes, good.
So we were talking a little bit about before the show. It actually is true that there's a tremendous amount going on in what's technically the remainder of the 2018-2019 season. But my goodness, when I go through the brochure, it's just incredible. Starting off this, actually, which I'm excited about, this Thursday evening, because I have not yet been to the new Lyric Room. But Lucy, if you could speak to that, where Third Thursday is going to be opening up the Lyric Room for the public?
Yes, absolutely. So we're happy to partner with Downtown Allentown and present our first Third Thursday at the new Lyric Room at 5 p.m. So we're going to be having R&B and old soul music by DJ Paul. So come out for a specialty drink and come see the new venue.
And that starts at 5 o'clock.
Correct,
right?
Al. Yep.
Yes. Thursday. Yes. The I was very excited when I joined the organization. The Lyric Room was just about to open. We opened it up in November. The Lyric Room is right on street level. You can see right into it from 6th Street. It's a space that is intimate. It has a bar. It has an open canvas, so we can arrange different seating in different ways. And it presents another opportunity to have events at Miller Symphony Hall. We're looking to host events like Third Thursdays. Mm-hmm. We will have receptions around our concerts, like our Donor Lounge, the Symphony Society, during Allentown Symphony Orchestra concerts, and it's also available for rental for community groups, organizations, individuals, just like our Rodale Room. So it's another space to rent as well.
And this is the first of a couple of Third Thursdays that you'll be hosting a kind of an open house here at the Lyric.
Correct. We have one booked for the rest of the season every Third Thursday, for the one in February, March, and April as well. So
great.
If you miss this one, be sure to catch the upcoming ones. It's an exciting place. It's the cool space to be now downtown.
It's beautiful. It looks beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, you should come on out.
Yeah. And then this Saturday, we've already got one of the big, I found one of the really exciting events coming up, is also coming up upon us quickly. And that's the Ella Fitzgerald tribute, a tribute to Ella.
Yes, right? The Allentown Symphony Orchestra presents the First Lady of Song, as we like to give her homage to. So Saturday, January 19th, and we're excited to be featuring three great Broadway stars, Kapathia Jenkins, as most of our audience knows, from Chicago. She's also been with us before in the past. She's played another pop series. Aisha Dejas from Rent, and Nikki Renee Daniels from the Book of Mormon. She'll be joining us as well with the orchestra.
That's
going to be a wonderful concert.
And that's this Saturday the 19th, and that starts at 7:30, right?
7:30, correct. Mm-hmm. It'll be fun. So continue, too, in our pop series. We'll have one more, and that's going to finish our season in May with the Disney in concert, A Dream is a Wish. That's become pretty popular with our patrons, as we've had a few of the Disney shows in the past, and they seem to be doing well at popularity, and they like to bring the kids to these concerts, which is fun. Kids young at heart as well come, so of all ages. So it's Saturday, May 11th, 2019 is the last one on our season series.
Okay, so that's the Pop Series finishing up with Disney in Concert. Mm-hmm. And I know plenty of grown-ups who are more than fond of Disney, so they can join the young at heart at the concert.
Yeah, sure, come on. What makes it fun, too, is our Century Fund offers tickets for students 21 and under to come and be part of a classical concert. So this is a great opportunity for kids to introduce and see a concert live on stage.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're very grateful to the Century Fund for sponsoring the free tickets for kids. And that's available purchase at our box office. And it's not just our Pops concerts, it's also the ASO classical concerts as well. Those are available for, and we have a number of those coming up as well.
Right. The classical series, actually, it's fascinating. It's music and dance and performance and actors. If you could tell us a little bit about the wonderful combos here. We've got at least three events I see here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, February, March, and April. We have pairs, Saturday night and Sunday afternoon concerts. In February, 9th and 10th, Appalachian Spring and Rhapsody in Blue. We're doing Gershwin and Aaron Copland. Mm-hmm. The highlights are, for instance, American in Paris by Gershwin and Rhapsody in Blue, both of which are very famous. You know, American in Paris, probably most famous for featuring French taxicab horns in it. Again, this idea of an American walking around Paris in the 1930s that Gershwin was trying to depict. Rhapsody in Blue with the solo pianist Simon Mulligan is going to be performing. He's a great jazz pianist. He's performed with us before. Of course, anyone would recognize Rhapsody in Blue thanks to some United commercials.
Yes, it
the
is.
Airline
what
commercials,
was
the middle section.
You're putting a plug in there, Al. You're getting a kickback here. I hear it.
Are they even still in business? They merged.
They are. No, they are.
And then the Copland Appalachian Spring Suite, which just a little tidbit about that. It's originally was composed for a group of 13 instrumentalists, and people wonder why this small group. It was for a chamber group commissioned by the Martha Graham Dance Company, and it was to be performed in the Library of Congress. And it was a ballet, and the pit for the orchestra could only fit 13 musicians. So then later on, Copland expanded it. In March, March 16th and 17th, it's going to be a concert featuring music influenced by Shakespeare. So we're opening with Tchaikovsky's famous Romeo and Juliet overture, fantasy, which has a very famous love theme from there. People recognize it's been in many movies and so forth.
So beautiful.
But we also are doing the complete Mendelssohn A Midsummer Night's Dream music. And we're going to be having actors from the Pennsylvania Shakespeare Festival partnering with us. And I'll be pleased to announce, I hope he doesn't mind, Patrick Mulcahy will be one of the feature actors, I understand.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They'll be reciting the Shakespeare, various lines from the show. And we're also going to have the Parkland High School Women's Ensemble performing with us. And finally, in April 13th and 14th will be Verdi's Requiem, which is an amazing piece for orchestra and chorus. The Allentown Symphony Chorus, as well as the Muhlenberg College Chorus, will be joining us. And the very famous piece from there is the Dies Irae, which always depicts the Day of Reckoning, Day of Wrath. Very intense music. And the thing to note with that is, including timpani, the only other percussion instrument Verdi included was the bass drum. And the bass drum plays a pivotal role where it literally just slams in the middle of without anyone else performing. So that's noted. And also there'll be offstage brass that performs fanfares. Very engaging. So that's April 13th and 14th. And I must mention, too, that the Friday before each of these, we have Meet the Artist at Miller Symphony Hall, free event where artists will be able to engage with anyone who shows, and of course our music director Diane Wittry.
They are always exceptional programming. It really is. Mm-hmm. You will really find out more about the music being you're about to hear, and meet the artist, mm-hmm. and find out much more about them. It's a very engaging evening.
Enriching.
Yeah, it gives people an opportunity here to behind the scenes, and they can bring their lunch and sit down. A very, you know, relaxed atmosphere, and you actually get to meet the artists that are going to be in the performance. So it's a fun afternoon on Friday.
It was just, I'll mention a funny anecdote. As mentioned, it's afternoon, right? The time of Meet the Artist starts at 12.
12, correct,
yes.
Yeah.
And in November, we of course, had a number of artists perform with us, including the actor Danny Roebuck. And, you know, Danny is quite a personality. Mm-hmm. I think at times even Diane had to just like rein him in. he made everyone laugh, and it was a great afternoon, and get to know more about the music and so forth. So it was really those are engaging events.
Mm. Yeah. One other opportunity we should mention, too, we're going to do a Simon on 3 program after the February 9th performance. Simon Mulligan, our featured artist, he's going to do a jazz set on the Saturday night right after the concert.
Nice.
So we're calling it Simon on 3 with his trio. So if people want an opportunity to hear him play on the jazz, that's the opportunity to come. Yeah, so it'll be fun.
That'll be up in the
Rodale Room. Yep.
Where we also hold the Jazz Upstairs series. So that's just going to be February 9th.
Oh, that's great.
That's Saturday evening after the orchestra concert.
Correct.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
And speaking of fun opportunity, I think before we move along, I had wanted to ask, somewhere in here, there's a gala coming up, I think.
Yes, there is. In 19 days, we have...
Is it that soon?
It's that soon.
The countdown has begun.
and the levels of tension have risen, I should say, because there's so much to do. Although we look forward to it, it's a great ball.
Right.
But behind the scenes, we're all feeling it a little bit in the office. It's our Rhapsody in Blue. It's always themed after our February concert. So it's on Saturday, February 2nd. At Lehigh Country Club, and it's our largest fundraiser of the year. And we encourage our patrons and guests this year to dress in come in period dress.
Ooh.
So we're going to see a lot of flappers, roaring 20s music, I think, and men in gangster hats and fedora hats. Fedora hats, I think, are abound. So that's what I'm hearing. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
I can say, even without the costumes, having attended before, it's always just such a gorgeous evening.
It's so not to be missed. Yeah, thanks.
Tickets are available at millersymphonyhall.org.
There you go. And speaking of our free concerts, we need to mention our Allentown Symphony Orchestra Family Concert that's coming up at the end of February. And this year, Diane is doing a concert celebrating the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. So it's To the Moon and Back. It's Saturday, February 23rd at 2 p.m. And as always, we have pre-concert activities at 12:30 for the kiddos upstairs in the Rodale Room. Some of the selection pieces, of course, is to be inspired by space music. Some of the selections include Holst's Mars from the Planets, John Williams' Star Wars, the theme from Apollo 13 by Horner. So it's a lot of fun.
And narrated by Broadway's Kyle Brennan, who's a young 20-year-old who's a little bit of a phenom.
Yes, he is.
He's been already on Broadway in West Side Story, Leap of Faith, some broadcasts of some gorgeous pieces, Sweeney Todd, I believe. So he's not to be missed either. It'll be exciting.
No, it's going to be exciting. It is. It'll be great.
And so that, let me just double check, that is February 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Free student tickets for that as well
are
available.
Yep. And Diane's intention was to have someone younger that can relate to the students, so he'll be there narrating. It'll be fun.
Okay.
Great.
And let's see. And there's some film from NASA, it looks like, will be shared with that as well.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Oh, great.
So if people remember what they were doing 50 years ago when the moon landed. I remember. Do you all remember what you were doing?
I was out in the backyard looking up. Yes.
You see that?
While we're mentioning the orchestra, that's the rest of our shows through May. But we are next month planning to announce our 2019-2020 season as well, which will begin actually this summer, technically, Pops, and then Classical in September. So stay tuned for that in the next month or so.
I've often wondered about how you choose a season, and maybe you can share some of those thoughts with us when we come back. When we return, incidentally, we'll chat about Miller Symphony Hall's community programming, like City Arts Camp, the musical Petting Zoo, youth concerts, film festivals, and of course the Saxophone Festival. A lot to look forward to with Miller Symphony Hall and the Allentown Symphony Association. We'll be right back after this message.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
You're listening to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon with George Miller and Kate Scuffle. And we are chatting today with Lucy Blois, who is the Vice President of Marketing and Community Engagement, and, of course, with the new Executive Director, Al Jacobson. Welcome back.
Thank you, George and Kate.
So we were talking a little bit about it before the break, George. You were curious about how a season is chosen.
Yes. Well, we put a couple of things in a hat and draw them out.
Right? I don't think so. But Al, could you give us our audience, our listeners, a little bit of an idea of, it's like not only prepping for the gala, mm-hmm. but starting to prep for a new season. Is that tense? Is it relaxed? Is it a lot of ideas being thrown around?
Yes, the season planning begins well in advance. We've had the season we're about to announce in February has been fairly mostly set since the fall, actually, mm-hmm. and began work about a year ago on that. A lot is determined, of course, by interests of Diane Wittry, but I also partner with her on that, and we look at it also from both a marketing and sales point of view, and also advancing the artistic excellence of the orchestra. Mm-hmm. Diane has done so much work in her 24 years now with trying to challenge the orchestra and bringing even more and more sophisticated music to bear. And, it's kind of interesting. The season that goes in, I've heard it compared to making a sausage. So we love sausage. Okay. We love the finished product, and that's the goal of the season. We love the finished product. Mm-hmm. But you don't really necessarily want to know everything that goes into it, right? There's a lot of back and forth. There's dates. Are these dates free? Are these not? Can the artist do these? Are you negotiating artist fees and so forth?
Some people don't like fennel in sausage. I got to say that. I put it in there, but I got to say that.
But one of the things I'll credit Diane Wittry with especially, too, is that she looks to try to partner with community institutions and sees what can be done with each program, what is the theme behind each, and is there opportunity to work in the community with other organizations. For instance, I mentioned our Shakespeare concert partnership with the Pennsylvania mm-hmm. Shakespeare Festival and the Parkland Women's Chorus. There's she tries to look for that and come up with themes around there, and you'll see more themes next year as well. Mm. The Pops is we do four series a year, and there's so much variety out there. We often look at what's out there, programs that are touring to bring in with the orchestra. So, for instance, the Disney show mm-hmm. is an example of that, and A Tribute to Ella is a show that has been performed elsewhere, mm-hmm. but, of course, hasn't been in this area, so we look forward to presenting it.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because even things like the Chamber, we were going to talk a little bit about the Chamber Series, but the Chamber Series, I think, since I've been here, has moved on stage. I mean, it's just those little things, tweaking things like moving the Chamber Series on stage, mm-hmm. partnering with community partners, mm-hmm. The Meet the Artist Series that make it our own, so to speak.
Correct.
Make it so special. And so the Chamber Series is coming up with three more performances you left in this season, I believe.
Yes, yep. The Chamber on Stage, it's actually the first time in a long time we've had classical chamber music performed in the hall. And there's two things that are unique about it this time. The first is we're featuring actually outside artists and ensembles. For instance, we had the Dakota Chamber Group as our opening one. They mm-hmm. are affiliated with Carnegie Hall in New York and put on a spectacular program, particularly doing the Brahms piano quartet as a finale. Later this month, we will be featuring Stefano Greco, Sunday, January 27th, 3 p.m., which also, by the way, January 27th is Mozart's birthday. So I don't know if he might have some Mozart planned.
Yeah.
He's a stellar professional pianist, and he will be performing a solo recital on stage. And this is the other thing that's unique about this. We set up seating on the actual stage of Miller Symphony Hall, sort of almost turning our large 1,100-seat hall into a much more intimate space. Mm-hmm. So most of the audience will be seated on stage with the artist himself performing. So that's, again, January 27th, 3 p.m.
We have to mention that Stefano is returning.
Oh, yes.
So you were here last year. He was here before last season when we did the series at the Arts at St. John's. So the Chamber, we did like a year or two at the Arts with the Chamber, and we decided to move it at the Symphony. Well, we are going to continue with the Artists at St. John's on other programming, which will soon be announced. But we're bringing, he had such a great turnout, people that came. I think the fact that his came from Italy and he flew over here just to perform here at the church. So he, a lot of people came. So that's why, with popularity, he's returning and coming to the hall this time.
And then we have, as you mentioned, two more. These are all on Sunday afternoon, Sunday, March 3rd. The Dover Quartet will be performing. This is a professional quartet. There's a number of quartets that act as an ensemble as such and travel and tour around the country and the world. The Dover Quartet is one of them. And then finally, something a little different, too. On May 19th, we close our chamber series with the Donald Cinta Saxophone Quartet, which... I mean, we don't think of saxophone very much in this room. We think in jazz and so forth. But there's some really wonderful music composed for saxophone ensembles. And you know, if you've never heard really top-notch saxophone playing, you'd be really amazed at what a saxophone could do. So I'm really looking forward to that performance, again, on stage, with the audience on stage joining them.
Incidentally, I understand that you are a French horn musician.
Before that, amateur French horn musician. I never went professional, but yes, that was my instrument I studied growing up and in college. Fascinating instrument to perform. It's
You still have some fun with it?
I do on occasion, and I hope to get more involved over time back again in working in some sort of an ensemble.
But that was my instrument. Good.
He might be on the chamber series next. You don't know.
Who knows?
You don't want me performing in front of a paid audience, trust me.
But speaking of intimate venues like the chamber series being on stage, and I'm sure I'll love the Lyric Room, but I just love the jazz series upstairs. It's interesting. You come from this grand, beautiful, beautiful hall, and then upstairs into a space that's really intimate and lovely, and yet you've got those huge windows looking out over down. I mean, there's still something really grand and kind of New York about it. And
correct.
It's the best of all worlds. It's a wonderful series. And I was just looking at the Facebook pictures from this past weekend's performance. You could tell people were just thrilled.
It was fun. Friday night we had the Fusion Jazz Trio, and everyone had a great time. They were just a lively, energetic group. Yeah. And you know, the room upstairs was built for that, the actual acoustic ceiling that you can hear real, and it's clear. And it's our chair really pitches it as the best listening room in the Lehigh Valley, and that's what it's become to be. People actually come to sit and enjoy good jazz. So we have a great time with that. And to sort of mention, the next one we have coming up is on February 15th with the Frank DeBussolo Philly Reunion Group.
Excellent.
And he's doing something different this year. It's because of Valentine's Day, and then he's sensing the air of romance. He's doing a wine, women, and song night. So that's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be interesting. Yep. And then the others coming up, every year we partner up with the Berks Jazz Fest. So the Boskow's Berks Jazz Fest kickoff concert this year is going to be in March with the Craig Thatcher Jazz Project.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we haven't had Craig Thatcher there in a while, so I'm glad he got on the series this year. And that's on March 22nd that he'll be there. And then we have two more left in the series. On April the 5th, the Steve Sandberg Quartet, and then back again with Victoria Gacinte and Jean Perla on May 17th. And that's the May 17th, 7:30. That will start at 7:30 p.m. It's two sets of jazz. We do a buffet-style type of nosh. Light fare.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind
cash
of food.
Cash
bar.
Lovely.
It's fun. It's intimate.
It really
it's casual.
Is.
It's laid back. People really enjoy it.
Just wanted to mention, too, that folks can find out more about the Allentown Symphony Association and Miller Symphony Hall by simply going to their website. But there are some excellent programs that we didn't get to touch on, like the El Sistema of Lehigh Valley, the Young Musician String Festival, the Musician Instrument and Petting Zoo, City Arts Camp, which is my favorite, and many, many more. So we hope that our folks will tune in to your website and certainly get there to see Ella's
this Saturday night.
The whole Saturday
and
night.
Just a reminder, we're running out of time, the Metropolitan Opera HD Live series, which we're not going to have more than just a few seconds for, but they're upcoming on January 12th.
That happened already. Yeah,
oh, that's
already
happened.
February 2nd, Bizet's Carmen, Daughter of the Regiment in March,
right.
Die Walküre, Wagner, March 31st, and we end in May 18th with Dialogues of the Carmelites.
Great. This is Lehigh Valley Arts Salon, George Miller and Kate Scuffle. We've been talking with Lucy Blois and Al Jacobson of Miller Symphony Hall. We thank you. Special thanks to our technical engineer, Steve Aronson, who consistently supplies us with two-minute warning commercial signals, the one-minute vocal reminder, and the familiar 0-minute slash-your-throat cut signal. Thanks, Uncle Stevie.
You're welcome.